You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and we are joined by the chair of Allegheny Health Network's Pediatric Institute. He is Dr. Joe Rockery. Doctor, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I need to stay hydrated, right? As a physician, you have to tell us to hydrate.
Oh, on a day like today, pre-hydrate is important. It's important to drink before you even get out there.
Yeah, that's actually a very practical and good point. It's not necessarily in the moment. You have to kind of literally juice up with fresh water before you go out. And in terms of pediatrics and kids, this is also the time of the year you got a lot of camps, football camps, other sports camps going on. I think people need to be extra careful because of that, right?
We talk about this to the kids all the time, the importance of, you know, taking your time, getting heat acclimated, pre-hydrating, making sure you stretch, getting used to having the pads on, even before you go full go on your practices.
Yeah, so what would be a sign that a child is in some distress due to heat?
Well, the most important thing is if you are thirsty at the beginning of the practice, you're already dehydrated. So you have to make sure that you are pre-hydrating. But several symptoms could be, you know, just being very hot, being flushed, having your heart rate go up, and sometimes it could cause some delirium where the kids can't think or process information, even to the point of going into a coma.
Oh, man. Well, that's obviously the extreme. We hope it doesn't get that far for anybody, but, you know, we kind of joke about people should know to hydrate, but pre-hydrate, especially encourage your kids to do that before they go outside. Doc, I also want to talk to you about Allegheny Health Network's mobile clinic. This is a very unique collaboration.
Yes, it is. So what we've noticed over the past couple years, even before the pandemic, we've seen kids dropping out of sports and extracurricular activities. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to encourage these kids to stay active and get involved and participate in these sports. One of the barriers that might be there is that the kids aren't able to get their sports physical prior to the start of the sport. So what we're trying to do with our mobile van is actually go to the schools and provide that service for the kids.
That is a tremendous idea, and I know it's becoming, in many some of the outlying areas, even greater challenge to reach the kids.
Yes, we're trying to reconnect the kids with you know, a health delivery. Now, by no means does a sports physical replace a well visit with your pediatrician or your primary care doctor. That's important to remember. But we do want to make sure that these kids are fit and ready and educated on sports before they start their fall sports.
And the best way to link up with Allegheny Health Network, 412 Doctors, always a great resource. But what if someone listening would like to schedule a visit by the mobile clinic?
Well, you have to go through your school to see if it's a service that we're offering at your school. So I would contact your coach or the athletic director at your school to see if it is one of the schools that we're going to.
Yeah, Doc, what is the number one issue that you deal with in the summer with when it comes to kids?
Well, the number one issue is we're trying to get the kids reconnected with their medical home. You know, we're really trying to get the kids in, getting them their well visits, making sure that they're developing and growing well, make sure they're up to date on their immunizations. That's one of the big focuses that we have. And then again, really focusing on the upcoming sports season and the new school year and getting them ready for that. Other than that, I mean, we see, you know, the colds, the coughs. We see a lot of poison ivy, rashes, that kind of stuff.
All right, before you go again, outside of drinking just plain old water, which I'm sure is recommended, but when you talk about pre-hydrating, are there any other of these Gatorades or other drinks do the job too?
Really, there's a lot of sugar in Gatorade and those other sports drinks. So unless you're running marathons, you really don't need to replace your electrolytes. So what we're focusing on is, you know, a well-rounded diet, making sure it's nice and balanced, that the kids are eating correctly, and just drinking a lot of water. Also making sure that, you know, on days like today, that you're taking breaks in the middle of your practice and getting the kids into the shade so that they can have time to cool down in between sessions.
Great information, Doc. Appreciate you. Stay cool and stay hydrated.
Hey, you guys too.
And if you'd like more information, you can go to ahn.org or 412 Doctors, always a great resource. Dr. Joe Arakri, who is the chair of Allegheny Health Network's Pediatric Institute, and you might want to ask about this AHN mobile clinic coming to a school near you. Down Heroes, if you know somebody who's doing extraordinary things in their community, we want to know about it. Nominations open at kdkradio.com, and we have our big awards event in October this year, and looking forward to our 12th year of recognizing our hometown heroes. Well, every Wednesday we talk to the man, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Today, normally that's right after the news at 8, but called to a press conference, and Jeff joins us now live from, where are you, Jeff?
I am now home.
Oh, you made it home already. Yeah, because you live not too far from, where were you, I should say?
Well, so I was at Oakmont Country Club for a news conference. I showed up mistakenly with my clubs, thinking that I was going to get to play. And as soon as that news conference was over, they were like, sir, first, could you please tuck in your shirt? And then secondly, you do not have a tea time today, so could you please leave the premises? So... So the USGA was kind of a kickoff news conference. They had the trophy out there. Man, that was kind of cool. And they talked about the course. And, you know, you get out there and you kind of get excited. I mean, it's 11 months away. It's one of those signature events. How about this, Larry? They just opened the portal for volunteers. There's already a wait list.
A waiting list. And they need hundreds of volunteers, right?
Yep. So that there's a volunteer wait list after just opening it not long ago. And tickets are now on sale. So, yeah, people are getting a little excited about the U.S. Open being back.
And I know there's a women's event at Fox Chapel this summer in August. They just had a press conference yesterday.
Yeah, that's August 1st through 4th. As you mentioned, Fox Chapel. Here's the cool thing about that event. If you're kind of interested, Annika Sorenstam, some names that you might have heard of, even if you're a casual golf fan, there are no ropes in the fairways. So you can walk with the players. Oh. Not around the tees and greens, but you can walk down the fairways with the players, which is actually kind of cool. And they said, you know, when you get to over 50, like that group is really understanding of, hey, this is cool that people come out and watch us. And they're normally very chatty.
I would imagine for most others that would be annoying, but to have people walking around while you're trying to focus on golf. But that's,
I mean, so I'm inviting Marty to go out and go walk the fairways with.
I don't think they'd let him on the course with open-toed sandals, but maybe. I don't know. Meanwhile, speaking of golf, it's been a big golf summer because of our Pittsburgh connection with Neil Shipley, obviously from Mount Lebanon Central Catholic, Ohio State, who was the low amateur not only at the Masters but the Open, then began his professional career, made some nice money the first weekend out. And golf at the debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden was a subject at the end. I'm sure you heard about this. So yesterday, Donald Trump at Trump Doral in Florida and in Miami, the takeaway, 45,000 people showed up in 99-degree weather, and here's what he said.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. On Doral's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history, maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters. And I will even give Joe Biden 10 strokes aside. 10 strokes, that's a lot. That means 20 strokes in case you don't play golf. I will give him 10 strokes aside, and if he wins, I will give the charity of his choice, any charity that he wants, $1 million. And I'll bet you he doesn't take the offer.
So far, no direct response from President Biden, but his spokesperson,
tell you what, Larry,
he's busy.
Same rules at Oakmont. You give me 10 aside, we'll go do that.
You'll do anything to get onto Oakmont. I think you can, you know, worm your way on somehow this summer. You know enough people. Just ask Pompey Annie.
Tell you what, the course, I mean, they've changed a few of the greens. It looks, it's still weird to me, having gone there as a kid in 92.
With all the trees.
To go around the clubhouse and see the course and see three trees. Like, that still is, even though it's been like that for a while, it's still shocking to me.
Yeah, there were over 3,500 trees. And they decided a couple of opens ago that they were going to restore it to its original, you know, concept, which was obviously no trees. So it's not as visually attractive as it used to be in some ways. But in terms of the course itself, it's still got a great tradition. And the golfers seem to love it. I mean, the professionals.
Yeah, we were discussing, Larry, in the setup of this tournament. I was talking to the USGA, I think. How do you walk the line of fair and challenging? Because out there, challenging might be a kind word.
It can be tough. And you've played Oakmont, haven't you?
I have twice, yes. Been very fortunate.
And for those that don't know, Jeff's a pretty good golfer. Well, you better get your golf in because football season's right around the corner and you're going to get really, really busy. Everybody kind of gets a break for the All-Star game. There's no hockey. There's no basketball. There's the Olympics, though, are coming up. So we have that to look forward to as well.
We are getting a preview. The Pirates have been scoring touchdowns recently. So that's been great. It's you know, it's been football scores at these Pirates games and mostly on the good end.
Yeah, that game Friday night where Skeens was pitching, you had a sellout crowd. 7 home runs, 2 grand slams. It was as good as it gets, and this town was just electrified for an evening and of what might be in the future. But a lot of conversations going on about, are the ownership group, Bob Nutting, doing enough to really make this team a winner?
Yeah, there has been a lot of conversation about that. We've always, you know, we've heard that when they have that core, they're going to spend. I think they could have spent a little bit more in the offseason, and let's see what they do. I mean,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seeing glimpses. We know the pitching is there. What are they going to do? And I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, hey, show me that you're going to go out there and spend. And if they do, I think next year can be a really good year. This seems like 2012. Like, they're showing glimpses of being good enough, but they're not quite there yet. And then in 2013, obviously, they got back in the playoffs. I have those same vibes. Now it's about go get a couple of pieces, either at the trade deadline or in the offseason. I don't know if this is the year, but they're there, and most of those guys are under control for a while. So hopefully good times are ahead, more consistently good times.
Yeah, and last night, the team over the years has really struggled in Milwaukee. So that was a big win, a 10-run margin win. So let's see if they can keep that up and kind of go off in a high note for the All-Star break. Jeff, thank you. Stay hydrated, please.
Will do.
And anytime you want on North Park, you call me.
I'm free at, what, 10:05. Let's do it.
I'll give you the $5 to play nine on Tuesdays after four. That's our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. And 10 to 2, Marty Griffin will check in with Marty in just a few minutes. And Marty's wife, who happens to be Christine Sorensen, KDK-TV anchorwoman, is in studio talking Kidsburg. But first, I want to talk about you went to the Pirates game and you got Marty to go. That was very cool.
I know. You know what? This actually ties in with one of my Kidsburg stories. It was on my summer bucket list. I wanted to go last year when they had started making all those changes to kind of speed up the game, and we just didn't make it happen. And I was like, you know what? We're going to do it this summer. So we did, and it was so fun. I mean, you know, that stadium is great. And then
beautiful.
I do love how they sped up the clock so that the pitching happens a little quicker. It definitely got the game moving faster.
Yeah, on average, it's saving about 20 minutes a game still.
It just feels like the pace is definitely a little bit quicker.
100%.
Yeah, no. And you know what I loved? It's the first time I've been that the stadium was full. I mean,
it was sold
it's
out.
So great. The energy, the excitement, it's really fun.
Yeah, if they give us a little more and they keep winning, the fans will turn out.
They do.
All right, in the meantime, where do you want to start?
Well, why don't we start with that? So Kidsburg has this really great story about making a summer bucket list. And this is something that I have done for years, particularly when the kids were little, because, I mean, you know what happens. All of a sudden, it's like 2 weeks left of until school starts, and you're like, where did the summer go?
Right.
I wanted to do all these things, and it just didn't happen. So what I suggest, and Kidsburg has some ideas on how to do this, is write down a list of all the things that you really want to do. Get your kids involved. You know, have them come up with ideas. If they're not sure, go on kidsburg.org. Find some things maybe you've never heard of. or for us, our kids are a little bit older now, but we took them to these places where when they were little and they don't remember. So we're going back, like Laurel Caverns.
That's a good
idea. We took them when they were little, but Vince was too young to remember at this point. Or the Gateway Clipper. You know, pretend you're a tourist in your town. What would you do if you had visitors? The Gateway Clipper is a fun one. He didn't remember that anymore. There's so many great places to go.
That's a great line. Pretend you're a tourist in your town.
Yeah.
You sell that to visit Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Laurel Caverns would be perfect because it's always
cold,
55 degrees.
There you go.
Down
perfect.
In the caverns.
Exactly.
Boom.
Exactly.
Natural AC.
Right. Or there's another one where I've been wanting to go. This is on my bucket list. I still need to get to this one this summer, is to visit that coal mine where you can go down and it's also cold and you can get a tour of the old coal mines.
Tour Ed Mine.
Yes,
you
that
can
one.
See the sign from Route 28 when you're heading out of the city. And you start to go north.
Okay,
you can see there's a billboard sign up there in the mountain.
That's one I haven't done yet. It's on my bucket list. So, yeah, get your bucket list out, write it down, put it in a place where you can see it, and even better, if you can, put it on the calendar so you make sure you do it this summer.
All right, tell us about this very special story, Reagan's journey.
Okay, honestly, Larry, this might be one of my favorite stories I've done in all my time of doing Pittsburgh stories, and that's a lot of stories. What I love about this is a woman, her name is Kim Neal, who took a challenge that she was going through and turned it into something where she could help others. So her daughter named Reagan is 16 now, but she has a brain injury, and it's something that has been a challenge since she was little. And what she found is she had all this equipment that Reagan had outgrown, things like walkers, wheelchairs, things like from Variety, you know, special bikes or strollers, bathers, things to eat, walk, stand, basic needs of kids who have these kind of challenges. But there was, what do you do with it? You know, it sits in a closet. No one will take it back. And then she was going and she was meeting people who needed these things. And she's like, she became the connector to connect the people who wanted to give their stuff back to someone who needed it,
right,
but didn't know who. So she created this closet, basically, where she takes in equipment that people no longer need for whatever reason. Often the kids outgrow it. And then people who need it come to her and she will give it out to them. It's the coolest thing. And let me tell you, these families are so in need of this because of several reasons. First of all, insurance will often cover only one piece of this type of equipment in 5 years. Well, kids grow. I mean, their needs change. And then a lot of times hospitals and therapists are calling Reagan's Journey to see if they have equipment because they'll order equipment and insurance will cover it, but it can often take 6 months to get in because it's a specialized thing. And so this way, they can use it for a short time to get home from the hospital. It's just incredible. I was there. I met these two families who were just so grateful to have this equipment that they desperately needed just to get their kids home from the hospital.
And we'll see this story, too?
Yes, you've got to see it. It'll be on today on KDKA TV News between 4 and 6. And then after that, it'll be on kdka.com/Kittsburgh and on kittsburgh.org.
All right. Tomorrow for many, some today. The weekend begins mentally. People looking forward to what's going on. And you have kind of a wrap-up of events in and around town.
So much going on. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Every week we put out a guide, but just a few highlights. Discovering Dippy, the dinosaur that changed the world. They've got a whole special day of events going on at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History on Friday. There are fun shows, including at South Park Theater. There's yoga in the park. There's a wildflower festival at Freedom Farms. And there's a really cool thing, a free festival outside the Pittsburgh Public Theater downtown for kids on Saturday, kids and families. So check out kittsburgh.org. You'll definitely find something fun to do this weekend.
Yeah, speaking of theater, South Park Theater, Snow White and the Seven Fairy Godmothers.
I know.
I never heard of that.
South Park Theater always does a little twist on some of the traditional stories, which makes it a little fun because it's not the story you know and expect. It's
One for you and Marty, yoga in the park.
I know. I like yoga. Definitely not Marty, but.
Yeah, what did we do that one time? You took
us
to...
Oh, it was bar. We did bar.
Bar.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. That was challenging enough.
It was. It was tough.
You can check it out at kidsburg.org. Christine's going to stick around with Marty, and we'll talk to Marty about what he's got going on next. Great stuff, and
thanks.
Watch for the story about Reagan's journey between 4 and 6, KDK TV, today. To Marty Griffin and Marty's wife, Christine, in studio. We'll continue conversation together. What's up, Marty? What are you working on?
Oh, man. Downtown. You know, it's going to get tiring to people, but we got to tell the truth. I kind of had this epiphany about this. I got kind of rung up by city officials saying we're being too negative about downtown. But then my phone's blown up from insiders and politicians and business owners saying, to hell with that. I got to tell the truth. You got to hear this sound from what happened downtown this morning at 3 o'clock. Guy nearly beaten to death by a group of men who ran from the scene. You got to hear this. I posted a video. And again, my wife knows this, and she's, I don't do anything for clicks. It's a flat out lie. I want you to see the truth. Posted a video. Did you see it on X?
I did.
Guy gets shot by a group of homeless men in an alley downtown, and he crawls away and dies. Okay? And this is where we're at.
When was this?
Recently.
Oh.
No suspect.
In Pittsburgh.
No one arrested. Yes, dear.
Wow.
And until we fix this, Larry, we won't get our downtown back. We just won't, bro.
Well, what about the police saying they're going to be more visible and do more downtown?
Well, that's true. It's not a lie. But my man, you move a group of people from one area where there's a problem to another area where there's a problem. What happens to the one area where you move them from? They're 250 cops short. They've never been this low. Go back to the 60s, Larry. In the 60s, 1,800 cops. Come on.
1,800?
Yeah, it was a little crazy. 1,200 was a bad year. So now we have 645.
Would they just swear in, what, 11, did I hear?
Doesn't.
That's it.
Yep. So look, we got to do this stuff. We just do. Christine brought up something that I think is really important. Honey, tell them what you were telling me last night about women. I think this is actually important. We're going to talk to a doctor at 10:30. This is actually fascinating, and I get it.
Yeah, this new survey estimated that 72 million women in the U.S. have skipped or delayed a recommended health screening. That's 40% of women, and it's a lot of generations. It's not just, you know, people who are moms. It's literally like all generations. In fact, 74% of women in Gen Z, 70% of millennials said it was hard to prioritize their health. So we're going to, Marty, you said we're going to be able to talk to a doctor.
Yeah, we're talking to a doctor about why this is happening and what women need to do. For men, we're wimps and we blow off the doctor. Ask Larry. I had to guilt him into crawling into the doctor's office. And he then once he had one prostate exam, he begged the doctor for another. And then he comes by our house asking me for one. No. No.
Do you have that mobile unit?
No.
No,
I
will certainly give Marty credit for getting me to go to just a regular checkup.
Right. It's important.
Once a year.
Right.
And the next time we go to a Pirate game, when it's 138 degrees, it was like Death Valley, California. I'm going to bring, Larry bought a griddle. He's very proud of the fact that he finally figured out after 30 years how to use a grill.
Oh.
We're going to bring a griddle. I'm going to set the griddle in front of the seats and cook the steaks while we're watching the game. Boom.
You don't even have to use fuel.
You don't need a hose because the sweat is running down your back into your crotch.
Well, I'm glad they have that new body odor stuff you've been asking about.
The full stank. I saw those ads. I've been around people at work that smell like, whee! And that's not ha ha tooey, Larry. That woman has a Hollywood agent.
Oh, my God.
She's moving to LA. This idiot girl who said ha tooey.
She got paid $50,000.
For two appearances.
For two appearances.
Come on, Larry, she has a Hollywood agent. and they're talking about giving that moron her own show. All we had to do, Larry, on the air was go, who'd have thunk it?
This is, as you say, this is where we're at.
How you doing?
What's the name of that spray?
The Funk.
All day extinguisher.
Funk killer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.